We don't always go behind enemy lines, but we do for the big games. And when Monday Night Football comes to town, we'll tee this one up for you. Steelers and Giants. Howard Cross was a tremendous tight end with the Giants for over a decade. His son is now one of the great defensive players in college football over at Notre Dame. He works for the Giants Radio Network. He'll be on the sidelines for this game, and he joins us right now. Howard, how the frig are the Giants going to block the Steelers' front tonight?
That would be a great question. If I had an answer, I'd give it to you. But you know, all they can do is keep grinding it out and trying to make it a somewhat dirty game. And the only way to do that is to be able to run the ball, and they haven't been able to do that the last couple of weeks.
Howard, my next question would just be about this team. How have they won two games? Because they've played some close ones, but, man, some of the underlying numbers you look at are just not pretty. The only thing it seems like this Giants team can do is generally defend the pass against most teams.
Well, if you think about it, they had a spot right after they got started where they started to play a little bit better. And then, you know, unfortunate things start happening. Receivers start dropping passes everywhere. A couple of linemen started to get nicked up. Then we lose Andrew Thomas. And it just hadn't got back on track offensively. Defensively, you know, with so many defensive backs either ailing or hurt, if they don't get a sack, I think even Thibodeau's out. If you don't get a sack, like you're taking your chance because we got one, you know, really good quarterback that everybody else is kind of like filling in and trying to make, you know, find a spot.
Now, is Illuminor going to play? What do your birdies tell you?
I have no idea. I would think he would play since he made, you know, made the big comments about wanting Watt one-on-one. But at the same time, you know, in this day and age of sports and the way guys rest and stuff, I couldn't tell you.
Interesting. How about Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones at home, not very good. Daniel Jones on the road, much better player this year. Howard, so give us a scouting report on the Giants quarterback who seems to make headlines in New York every week.
Well, you know, if he had the protection, he would be more than serviceable as a quarterback. I think that people don't realize, like, he's a really super talented kid, but they've basically almost broken his neck 2 years in a row with the limited protection, and I don't know who you could put in the backfield as quarterback to play behind. And at one point, the most historically worst offensive line in history we had last year. And this year, you know, they started out, like I said, getting a little bit better, and now we're starting to lose guys again. He's just on an island back there by himself trying to figure it out because he's taking a lot of shots.
I will say there is one guy, if they can keep Jones upright, who scares me and keeps me up at night, and that's obviously Neighbors. I know concussion issue earlier a couple games ago, but what do Giants fans think of this guy? Everything they were hoping for and then some?
Yeah, definitely everything they're hoping for and then some. I mean, he's a kid that's a consummate professional. You know, he studies. He's in early. He's one of the last guys to leave. He's always in the tape room. He's a grinder. He wants to win. And like I said, he knows he's going to make a difference in it. And he also knows that Daniel will be looking for him almost every play when he drops back, and he tries to deliver every play.
Howard, they got to double team him, or can they put Joey Porter Jr. on him, and that's sufficient tonight? What do you think?
You probably have to double team him because watching them against Alabama last year, and you know, I think their two corners went, you know, first round, second round, and he gave them fits the entire game. Mm-hmm. You probably are going to have to double him.
Now, if the Steelers do what at least Vegas thinks they'll do and they win this game tonight, Howard, can we just keep Darius Slayton here and maybe send a fifth or sixth round pick your way? Because Steelers need a second wide receiver. I'm wondering if the Giants are going to start trading off assets if they lose again tonight.
I have no earthly idea.
How is Slayton as a player?
I think that they are personally trying to figure out, like, they're both doing all they can. Well, you know, unfortunately, limited resources. They thought they had, you know, patched together the offensive line. They went out and got a few veterans to kind of, you know, fill in some of the spots. And it all matters if everybody stays healthy. And all of a sudden, Thomas is out. You start over again when you start losing your best players.
Howard, you've watched the Steelers on tape, and Mike Tomlin basically made Dexter Lawrence out to be some combination of Joe Green, Aaron Donald, and Warren Sapp when he talked about the Giants on Tuesday. What can or what should the Giants do to try to minimize his impact on this game?
You mean what should the Steelers
yes,
do?
Yes.
It's not a lot you can do with Dexter. Dexter kind of looks like that kid at Pop Warner Football that you go check his birth certificate and you got to weigh him again before he plays. Like, is he really that tight? He looks so much bigger than the other guys on the field. He's moving so quick. He's fast. He's flexible. He's strong. It's a hard thing to do. You can try to double him. That doesn't seem to work very well. He'll make a tackle of both of your players, but if he doesn't use one of your players to tackle the guy, he's a big dude.
Mm. Howard Cross, ladies and gentlemen, Giants sideline reporter. Hey, Howard, thanks for giving us a bird's eye view on the Giants for this game tonight. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yep.